Do you have a hard time with certain classes? Like certain classes that you're like, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to get an A in this class. I get a migraine every single time I think about it. That's what we're going to talk about, how to deal with those. Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you're on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. Show you the top three secrets to dominating your hardest classes. But before that, my name is Joseph Googie. I am one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, where for years we have helped students get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. So if you're interested in physical therapy, or you're just trying to figure out how to get into a grad school or become a better student, we got you. This is the platform to be on. And of course, if you enjoy this episode, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this out with someone else you believe would actually benefit from this. So let's dive in. Hard classes, because we all got them. I should tell you about two of mine. When I was in college, the two hardest classes, I'm talking like classes that made me lose sleep at night, were chemistry and physics. And I don't know what it was. It was like looking at a foreign language. I couldn't quite digest it. Other students seemed to catch on a lot faster than I did. But anytime I looked at the book, I was like, man, I don't know what I'm looking at. As the teacher was talking, I was trying to keep up. Have you ever had one of those classes where you're just like, I'm trying my best, but it just doesn't seem like it's clicking? That's what chemistry and physics were like for me. And I was terrified. In fact, I remember the first exam that we took in physics and I got a D on it. And I was like, oh man, I'm screwed. Because I knew that I wanted to become a physical therapist. I knew that these classes were huge because they were prerequisites. And I was like, these are pretty big classes for the schools that I'm gonna apply for. And if I can't do well in them, what are the schools gonna think? That's what I'm thinking in real time as a student. So I'm like, man, like, I tried my best. Like, I really did study for that exam too. So I got a D and I was like, oh my goodness. I studied so hard. I poured time into it. I lost sleep over it. And I still couldn't get a passing grade. How am I going to navigate through this? I felt defeated. I felt frustrated. I felt like I wasn't smart enough. I felt like an imposter in that class. And I started to think to myself, if I can't handle this class, will I ever be able to handle PT school level classes? Have you ever had that fear, right? I felt the same way about chemistry as well. And so the hard classes that we have, number one, especially if they're prerequisites, we got to figure out how to deal with them because they are important for us between now and when we apply to PT school. But sometimes it leads us to doubt our ability to even handle PT school in the future. And I just want you to first of all know that you're not alone. You are not alone. You will be fine. But let's talk through how to actually deal with those hard classes. And then of course, by the end of this training, I'm actually gonna share with you some very simple next steps that'll help you get started. Is that cool? Is that cool? All right, cool. So let's dive in. Here is three things. And this is what I started doing differently. And once I started doing this, I never got another D in a physics class again. In fact, the things that I did were so important that not only did I do well in those classes, but a lot of those same things carried over into physical therapy school. And I used the same exact process, the same exact method to make sure that in PT school, I absolutely crushed it. And I'm a PT today, so clearly it worked out, all right? So let's go through all these steps. And then so grab a piece of paper, somewhere where you can write down. But step number one is leverage other students' strengths. One of the main things that I notice is that a lot of us have a hard time asking for help. I don't know what it is. So I don't know if it's because we feel like we're competing against other people, especially in undergrad. So because of that, we're like, I don't know if asking for help is like the right, no, like leverage other people's strengths. There are certain things that you will get that someone else might not. And there's other things that someone else will get that you will not. And just makes sense that if you actually collaborate and work well together, then you can actually help each other out. That's one of the first things that I started doing. I had two classmates that we actually spent quite a bit of time studying. In fact, later on, we ended up getting into the same PT program. We were in the same class and we kept studying together all the way through the end of physical therapy school. And it started with these hard classes, but we actually would like study on our own and then we would actually work together afterwards. And so we would see, you know, what didn't make sense. And we realized that there's certain things that we could actually teach to each other because we just understood things differently. It's just how our minds work. And it was nice to also hear from a classmate because they could explain it in just very basic terms. And so that's the first thing, leverage other students' strengths. All right, you following? Okay, let's go to step number two, write this down. ask for help from the experts faster. Most students, and this is the mistake I used to make, is I used to wait until about a week before an exam before I started asking questions. And the reason for that was because I really didn't know what I didn't know, because I wasn't keeping up. I was trying to keep up with the notes and I was there for lectures and things like that, but I wasn't studying the material in bite-sized chunks, because if I had done that, I would have known, ooh, this still doesn't make sense before the next lecture. Does that make sense? So now if I had done that in bite-sized chunks, I would have been able to ask for tailored help from the experts faster. And experts includes a professor, experts includes a teacher's assistant, expert includes my tutor. And I had tutors, by the way. I had two tutors for chemistry and physics. That's how serious I was. But the mistake I made initially, even with asking my tutor for help, is I would just show up and say, I don't get any of it. Right? And so keep in mind, I only have a certain amount of time with my tutors. And because I wasn't being super intentional initially with how I was trying to study the material and keeping up with it, I couldn't ask for the right type of help. But once I became intentional and I started breaking up my studying, then I can actually ask for help literally as soon as I saw the problem, or as soon as I saw the section that did not make sense way before the exam. Does that make sense? So I started asking for help faster so that I had time to actually learn the material before the test. Have you ever found yourself the night before an exam freaking out because you're looking at something that you seemingly learned, like maybe we learned about this in the lecture, but it's not clicking. It's, oh man, I didn't really learn it. I'm trying to learn it for the first time the night before the test. And who are you going to ask the night before the test? Maybe classmates, maybe YouTube, maybe just cross your fingers and hope that your teacher doesn't ask that question. That's overwhelming. And so step number two is ask for help from the experts faster. Is this making sense? Please let me know in the comments below. This is clear, if this is making sense. And step number three is spend time mastering your learning strategies. Most of us, and I see it so many times, and we have plenty of students that we've worked with who have had very low GPAs. We've had GPAs as low as a 2.4 after graduating college. Now that student still got into PT school. They had to work with us. They joined our coaching program and we worked with them until they got a yes from a school. And they're an amazing physical therapist today. We've had plenty of students like that. But one thing that I've noticed over the years is that a lot of students have never really learned how they learn, right? Now, let me ask you a question. After high school, did anyone ever sit you down and say, hey, now that you're done with high school, now that you're about to start college, let's help you figure out how you learn? Nobody did that for me, and I'm pretty sure nobody did that for you either. And so most of us are actually using high school strategies in college. And for some of y'all, it actually works, right? Memorization, cramming the information the night before the exam. But what happens 2 days after a test? If I asked you questions about a test 2 days after, would you remember? No, you wouldn't, because you literally held that information in here for a short period of time, short-term memory, and then you showed up to the test and said, all right, let me see if this works out. Let me see if I remember enough. So you just spit out the information, and then 1 to 2 days later, sometimes even that afternoon, you completely forgot the info because the test is done. But the problem is now the final exam comes and now you're relearning all the info again. You see how this starts to build up, right? And so most of us are still using strictly just memorization, high school strategies, things that worked in high school and middle school, but don't work as well in college. So the last thing is you need to start spending time on learning strategies. What are the best learning strategies for you? And listen, like if you just follow something generic, it might not work for you, right? You want to figure out, how do you learn? How do you best retain information? Because once we can unlock that, then that becomes your way of making sure that when you learn something, it actually stays in here. And as a future physical therapist, isn't that what you want to do anyway, right? Isn't that what you're gonna do in PT school, where you're gonna learn the material and actually retain it up here so that you can actually help patients with the info you've learned? And so that's one key piece that, especially with low GPA students that we work with, we make sure that they learn that. We teach them that. We help them master that. Because if they do, and once they do, it's game over. It's game over, because now I can not only learn the material, but I can actually retain it better and understand it faster. So that's the last piece. Master your learning strategies, because if you don't, eventually it's going to catch up with you. And I've seen students who can get away with it in college, but then they struggle in PT school because the pace of information is so much faster. And so those are the big three things. If you want to dominate your hardest classes, number one, leverage other students' strengths. Number two, ask for help from the experts faster. And then number three, master your learning strategies. Notice that I didn't just say study strategies, learning strategies. How do you learn? And there's ways of doing that. And obviously we have resources that help you pull that off. But that's the biggest piece. If you can knock that out of the ballpark, you will absolutely crush it. Every difficult class will no longer feel as difficult, or at least it won't be impossible. And you will be able to walk into a class that initially you would have probably had a D in. You can now get an A in that class and absolutely feel confident that you're not only going to have a really strong prerequisite GPA, but you'll actually be really strong in physical therapy school. Especially for those of y'all retaking classes, this is a big piece as well. I hope that was helpful. And if you found value in this, please be sure to let me know in the comments below. What was the biggest takeaway for you? What was one point that spoke to you? What was something that you're going to start working on as soon as possible so that you can get yourself closer to getting better grades, especially in the hardest classes that you have. And then, of course, be sure to share this out with someone that you believe would value this episode. And be sure to tune in for more episodes. We got plenty more, and we have plenty we've already done in the past. And just binge on all of it. And we're on all social media platforms as well. So just find us. And then the last thing is this: for those of you who really want to get into physical therapy school, but you don't know where to start, or you feel stuck, or you want guidance, then I have a free gift for you. I want you to go to www.acceptanceguides.com, and we have a free gift for you to get you started taking all the information that we've used to help hundreds and hundreds of students over the years get into PT school, and we're giving it to you in those guides right now. Just go to that link, get started with us, and then, of course, we'll communicate with you and see if there's any way that we can help, and just keep crushing it. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on these hard classes. I know they're tough, but you'll be perfectly fine. I hope that was helpful. Have an amazing one. We'll see you on the next video. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.